Second hour of the program, you are invited, as always, to dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there for free. You can actually control the content of the site. Submit different things you find online that you think are interesting or fun or useful. And then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. You get to vote on others' suggestions, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go ahead, get interactive, and do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the police have targeted a five-year-old. For what? Well, you'll find out here in a moment. Derek J. will give us the story. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Just I have a few more thoughts for those just tuning in. We had a gentleman call in last hour who suggested doing some outreach at, like, a county fair. You know, you want to reach
Sounds
people.
Like a great idea.
It is a great idea. You want to reach people. This is a place where thousands and thousands and thousands of people go. I remember where I come from. I think it was like 50,000 people would go to the county fair over a week. Up here, it's a little lower population, but proportionally more people go to the fair up here, I think.
Plus, it's a good mix of crowds anywhere. You know, it's going to be young and old, all different, you know, types of age groups.
And they're people who have time to kill. So are people who are looking to spend time perhaps with you if you're interesting enough and what you have to offer is intriguing or fun or useful, etc. So it's a great opportunity. Anytime people are milling about looking for something to do, you know, whether it's a gun show or Gay Lesbian Pride Fest or some other kind of convention-y thing, he mentioned like trade shows and things like that. I don't know if I would want to locate it at a trade show just because they're likely more expensive than something like a gun show or a county fair. But on the other hand, maybe it would work. I've never tried it. The idea is to go and to put the ideas of liberty into people's heads. So whether, you know, whatever your liberty-oriented group is that you're active with, if you are, you know, for instance, Ron Paul campaign, the Students for Liberty, you know, the Advocates for Self-Government, there's so many different folks out there doing things that you want to reach out to the public on. You don't want to preach to the choir. You want to talk to people about freedom, you know, in the real world. And this is something that I've had more experience at than I think anything else, I think, over time, because, you know, where I come from, there wasn't any kind of civil disobedience. No one did non-cooperation. There weren't any cop watching. There, you know, none of this stuff that's been going on here up in New Hampshire. And now some other places like Orlando and Austin, where some of the techniques that have happened up here, the activism that has happened here has inspired others in other parts of the country to do things. That stuff didn't happen where I came from. So, and I never even really considered doing it.
Well, it's risky.
I was so alone.
It's risky to do on your own. I mean,
oh yeah, it's risky to do when you've got people with you.
Exactly. Plus, I think you know, it helps to have a group of people to help get one inspired to do some activism. You know, it just gives that extra 110%.
Absolutely.
Feel to activism. Yeah.
So that's what I did down in Florida, was just pretty much just outreach. And you know, the way that I think is most effective, I've seen people do these things before, and I know what doesn't work, and I know what works for me. And just sitting behind a table doesn't work.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Right.
You don't look approachable.
This is the classic outreach, so-called outreach table, right? The classic outreach table is what I saw at, essentially, there was one of the county fairs I worked at. The Democrats had a table as well. So I was working with the Libertarians at the time. I no longer am involved with them. But at the time I was. And the Democrats had a table kind of catty-corner to us. And basically, this is what they did, and this is like the classic college outreach table so-called activist outreach table, where they just set up a table, put as many flyers and brochures on the table as possible,
and then walk away.
Well, sometimes they walk away. They did abandon their table quite a bit, but sometimes they'll just sit there.
That's right. Come talk to me.
What are you supposed to do? Like play like a carnival carny and
absolutely
step
absolutely.
Right up.
That's absolutely how
oh,
you
that's
get
so
people
cute.
To
people
want to
be engaged.
With you. Yep. You have to offer people the opportunity to come talk to you. Otherwise, what? Why would you want to go and talk to this guy sitting quietly with his hands folded behind his table or reading his book or whatever?
Got your freedom here, red hot.
Right. Some antisocial person who, and, you know, again, anybody that steps up to volunteer for a booth, I appreciate them. But if you have the ability to be more social or be more extroverted, then you're going to do better at a booth. Putting introverts behind a booth just because you need someone to staff it is, like, the least desirable option. I'm naturally introverted, believe it or not. I've had to work at becoming more extroverted. And this was part of that process for me, was going out and seeing, you know, people just passing by and realizing you have to say something to them. You have to, you know, reach out to them. And, you know, with the World's Smallest Political Quiz at quiz.freetalklive.com, that'll get you there. It's the Advocates for Self-Government. You can ask them simple leading question like, have you had a chance to take this yet? Oh, what's that? And then it's on. And then as soon as you get one or two people, especially two people, you got two people in front of your booth taking the quiz or interacting with you in some way, other people who are walking by, they look at that and they say to themselves, something's going on there.
Yeah. Right.
That booth over there is happening. I should go there. And before you know it, there are four people standing there, you know, like we had four clipboards with these quizzes on them, and sometimes there were more people standing there than we had clipboards. And sometimes when no one was standing there, more people were more likely to walk by even when they were being kind of beckoned to with the Carney Barker style thing. So that's one suggestion for me, or for you, rather, if you're considering doing an outreach booth, is to outreach, you know, to actually take the time. You're paying quite a bit in some cases, you know, $70 a day or something like that, or $100 maybe a day in some cases, for these booths. Make it worth your while if you're going to be there. So those were some of my experiences. The other experience I had was the first time I did it, I gave things away, like gave away information. And, of course, when I walked around later on, I looked in the garbage cans and saw a lot of the information that I had given away. And so that was like, oh, man, that's kind of a bummer because, you know, paying money for this information and they're just, like, throwing it away. That seems really inefficient. And so what I did instead was I charged for the information. Very small amounts, basically the costs of the information with, you know, maybe a few cents on to round it up to 10 cents or whatever. So there was, you know, like a one-page brochure for 25 cents, like front and back. Or no, it was four pages, like, and it folded four pages. And there was one that was 16 for a dollar. And then I was selling a book, Libertarianism in One Lesson, for $11. So like a kind of a spread of money they could spend. Something where someone could reach in their pocket. They're at the fair. They got a quarter in their pocket. Sure, no problem. I'll buy that from you for a quarter.
That way they're not throwing it away.
Exactly. If they take something that they paid for, they're going to take that sucker home. That, damn it, I paid a quarter for this, and I am going to read every last word. Or, you know, I don't know if you read every
hang
word.
Hang it up, make art out of it. At least
whatever, give it to a friend. Right. I mean, they're more likely to appreciate something that they've paid for. And I thought, you know, my first critique of this tactic was, well, you know, they're not going to buy these things. Who wants to pay for this? Well, surprisingly, a lot of people did. And in fact, a lot of people that surprised me bought it. So, for instance, someone would come along, take the World's Smallest Political Quiz, and they would score as a total authoritarian. Like, not left, not right, not liberty, but a total authoritarian on every issue every time.
Wow.
And some of those people would actually buy the information that I had, just out of the curiosity of the fact that it was here, they took the quiz, they were just interested in seeing what I had. So
right.
I was kind of pleasantly surprised about that.
Interesting.
That's wonderful that they're open to more worldviews, too. And
that
I think
too,
it's
yeah.
great, like, at a fair...
Or they're just thinking of ways to undermine it, maybe.
That could be. But at a fair, it's been my experience that things are very expensive. And so having a 10-cent or 25-cent option available for someone, that's going to be attractive to, you know, to anyone with just a few cents jiggling in their pockets.
Did anyone ever question why you had price tags of so little on these flyers?
I don't recall that.
Nope.
I mean, if they did, it was very infrequent that someone would say that.
Just wondering if they had anything to say about it.
So that is a good tactic. So it helps you because it covers all your costs. I mean, you set a price of whatever the cost is, and so you're not paying through the nose for flyers that people are throwing in the garbage. But the problem was ultimately that it never really panned out into anything. Like, the people that I would reach, I'd get email addresses and some contact information from some of them. We'd add them to our email list for the local libertarian group. But no one would ever show up at a meeting. So for all the time and all the effort that I spent, I mean,
the meetings didn't result in anything either.
The meetings never did. So, like, nothing ever panned out. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. So I moved to New Hampshire.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is where you can go there. And you can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners over at shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see the ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle that for you. They're a company that does this. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so let's continue here in a moment. We'll tell you about the 5-year-old that they sent the cops after and what for. But first, let's go to Calvin, listening in West Virginia. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Calvin.
Calvin here from West Virginia. I'm on the road tonight. I was hoping you could keep me abreast of updates from Iowa since I am on the road. At the same time, if you guys would be willing, I don't know if I heard this correctly a few weeks ago, but did I hear that Mark was on death row at some point?
No, you did not. I was in prison for murder, but not on death row.
Okay. Would you be willing to talk about that experience a little bit? I know it's something very, very personal, but I'd be interested in hearing your story and maybe how that helped
shape your view.
Yeah, well, we
did just get into detail on this on a recent
show? We did on the Sunday show. So if you want to go back and get whatever information you want to get from the Sunday show, I talked about it quite a bit. But from 1989, I was with a friend. That friend killed somebody. I didn't tell the police what I knew quickly and well enough. I told them some lies initially, and essentially that resulted in me going up the river at some point. My friend went up the river too. He's now dead, and as is the guy he killed. So, you know, the place where we were, there were three people. I'm the only one who is living who was in that room. And so, you know, one can choose to believe my story or not, but, I never killed anybody.
And you have all kinds of prison stories. I think you told some of those on Sunday night.
That's right. I told some prison stories. So I spent 8 years and 7 months in prison in the state of Florida.
And how did it affect you today? That was the other part of his question.
I don't know. I mean,
how could it not affect you? But
I don't know how to answer. Really,
right, how
answer
could you
question.
Know who you would be otherwise, right, if you hadn't gone to prison?
Do you have any guesses? Did you have, like, hopes and aspirations and goals that you were looking to meet before that happened?
You
were kind of a loser as a teenager.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I was just, standard teenager. It's really true. I mean,
whoa,
Ian and I
have
been working together for a long time. He knows the story.
He described, okay. I mean, he's described himself as, somebody who, you didn't really believe in anything. You didn't really believe in yourself. You were just kind of just, shiftless loser, like, some teens can
Going along to get along, I'd steal it if it
wasn't
nailed down.
Or something
that. I stole some drugs, stole some stuff, and, that just kind of...
Just a punk.
Yep, really, that's what it was.
Oh, no.
I was a punk when I was a teenager, too, but I wasn't involved in stuff like that.
Yeah, but knowing you now, it's so hard to believe.
Indeed it is.
Such a sweet doll face.
And you can imagine what prison was like.
Oh.
Calvin, did that answer your question somewhere?
Do you have any other specific questions, Calvin?
It did answer my question. I appreciate you talking about it, and I'll check out the Sunday podcast.
Excellent. You can do that over at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top. What else is on your mind tonight? Anything?
Any updates from Iowa yet?
No, I haven't heard anything. You said, Mark, they just started it, right? Like just, 20 minutes ago, basically? They just kicked the thing off?
That's right. It's going to go at least an hour.
Two hours.
Not much
like
to
that.
Say. If you're not an Iowa voter, you're not allowed in. They're not. The press isn't going in there. That's about it.
They don't even let the press in for this?
I don't believe so. I don't believe they can report from it.
I wonder what
How
happens.
How tacky would that be?
Well, wait. What happens if you're a Republican with a video camera? Are you also prohibited from going in?
I don't have any answers. Look, why are you asking me?
Because you're a Republican and you pay attention to this stuff.
I believe.
Are you a Republican, Derek J?
No.
I'm not a Republican either. So I'm going to ask you, as the resident Republican here, what the Republicans do at their caucus.
I don't live in Iowa.
I got you. Well, you're the only one here who would have known. Maybe Craig, do you know, or Calvin, rather, do you know what they allow cameras in?
I have no clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
I believe that there's some live chat coming, people texting and quietly on their computers and things coming out,
Okay.
Thanks, Calvin, for the call. We'll do our best to keep you in the loop, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Great, Craig.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I just had a thought. You guys have got a great program, and I try to listen as much as I can.
Thank you.
As often as I can. But why do we have to, in this country, be upset before we try to exercise our rights? I mean, we have rights. Are they rights or privileges?
Well, it's a great question, because the way that people are treated and the way they behave is as though they are privileges. So, you know, if we actually had a right to assemble, then people would respect that. And instead, no, Derek Day and I have been banned from the Cheshire Superior Court building because, well, clearly those people calling themselves the sheriffs don't give a flip about our supposed right to assemble.
But I like the point that you bring up, Craig, because I don't believe in rights. I believe in actions that you can take if you take them. There's no such thing as a right unless you are exercising it. So,
well, right.
I'm glad you're encouraging people to exercise their rights.
Rights have to be mutually respected in order for them to exist at all. I mean, it's an idea that if they're not, you know, if that idea is not universally shared, then it doesn't exist. If everyone believes in rights, then they might as well exist. In the same way that if everyone believes in government, then government is. But if people stopped believing in government, then they would just see them as what they really are, which is just human beings aggressing against other human beings.
No, I agree with that. And if we actually had rights, I mean inherent rights, that couldn't be overridden or taken away from us, this situation, all this situation wouldn't be going on in this country.
Well, no doubt, and as Derek J. points out, if people were to stand up for their so-called rights, then they would be much more likely to retain them, and they would be much more likely to be respected by these men and women calling themselves the government. But because people are afraid, and for good reason, they're scary, they've got cages and guns and dogs and pepper spray, so because people are afraid, they do nothing instead. They stand by idly as peaceful people are harmed. And they may shake their heads and say, that's awful, it's terrible that they're doing that, but, boy, I'm not willing to take that risk. So that's where it all ends, because as long as people won't stand up, then they have been reduced to having privileges and having to beg master for permission to do what they want.
You guys are actually a solution to the problem, or part of the solution, because, this is a paraphrase, there may be times when we're powerless to prevent injustice, but when we fail to protest injustice, then that's far more worse than the injustice itself.
Hmm. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Craig. Anything else on your mind?
That's what's on my mind, but I appreciate you guys, and you're a venue to our grievances, and that's important.
We can help with that, that's for sure, Craig. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE.
So, I'm looking at a map of the results of the Iowa caucuses by county and community. That is confusing me. 0% reporting, a poll is ahead, 43% to its closest trailer, Perry.
Mm.
0% reporting. So okay. I guess they have some absentee ballots that have been sent in,
yeah,
or something like
10
that.
10 votes have come in so far.
I don't have any answers.
855-450-FREE. It's way too early to be even looking at it. We'll give you an update maybe toward the end of the show. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com is where you can go and get interactive with other listeners on our webcam page, where our chat room is built into the same page. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that. It's all free, as is the rest of our website. Again, cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we'll continue here with another example of just how out of control the police state really is. You know, when they're picking on five-year-olds, that things have gone too far. Or at least, I hope you know that. If not, hopefully you'll think so after this. Derek J., what has happened?
Well, this story comes from CBS Boston.
Okay.
I've got a tip of the hat to the police chief of Charlton, MA, and Sergeant Daniel Dowd, who did a brave thing this week when he showed up without backup to let a five-year-old know that she had two books that were overdue and needed to be returned or paid for. I mean, this five-year-old criminal named Haley was left in tears, but no arrest, no search.
That'll teach her.
Yeah. I mean, wow, Sergeant Dowd, he didn't even need to pull out his taser. Just a stern, oh no, you didn't look, from the sergeant was enough to get the criminal's waterworks going. The sergeant just left after telling her to return the state's property. I mean, she's a thief, and he's not even going to search her home for the contraband?
I'm surprised by that. You know, he's really showing some restraint.
Right, it's 2012. Who needs a warrant to serve justice anymore?
You know, maybe it's not such a police state after all. They're just making little girls cry. It's not like they're searching their bedrooms yet.
So while I applaud the efforts of the threats from men with guns, I say this girl got off light. I say he should have been tearing up Dr. Seuss books, checking behind the Easy Bake Oven, and checking that suspicious toy box under the pile of Arby's. You know, Sergeant Dowd said that the library contacted the police, and that's how he heard about this. The chief sent their bravest comrade to go and serve the public and reclaim the state's property.
I feel served, let me tell you.
Well, but despite his reputation as a stone-cold peace officer, Sergeant Dowd actually said he was reluctant to pursue this dangerous duty. So a tip of the hat to you, sir, Sergeant Dan Dowd. Well done.
Wow.
What a misuse of public money.
What do you mean? Isn't this what the police are here for? To threaten and intimidate people? I thought that was their job.
Isn't that
what it says on the side of the police car? To threaten and intimidate?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
No?
Apparently, Haley's mother was not thrilled. She said that, you know, Haley was scared, and she asked her if she was going to be arrested, Mommy. And
she needs to be a better serf, that mom. She needs to tell her daughter what's for and that she deserves to be treated like this because she dared to not return her library book soon enough. I mean, what kind of serfs are we raising in this country? They need to have a lot more respect for law enforcement.
Oh, you won't believe this woman. The mom argues that sending a cop to their house was like
pounding. Oh, it came to their house?
Yeah.
I thought it was during the school day or something.
Oh, no. It came to the door.
Wow.
And she said that sending a cop to the house was like pounding a 10-penny nail with a sledgehammer. She just thought this was too much force. Can you believe it? All he did was come to the door and threaten the little girl.
Man, I would have been interesting to have seen that transpire and see exactly what happened between the two of them. I wonder, like, was mom home at the time when...
Well, how else? 5-year-olds don't answer the door.
Presumably. Well, I don't know. We don't know what kind of neighborhood they live in or what their home policy is or, you know, if they
if
saw
a 5-year-old answers the door, generally an adult is there. You shouldn't be.
Generally.
A 5-year-old should not be left by themselves, period.
That's true.
So, I'm not going to say that doesn't happen anywhere at any time.
But I just wonder if, like, you know,
if
I'm not
it
saying
did
there
happen,
wasn't
likely
parent.
They would have lost custody of the child.
I see what you're saying. Right. I'm not saying there wasn't necessarily a parent in the home, but, like, perhaps they were sitting in the living room and they saw that the cops were at the door, so they, you know, let their daughters talk to them alone.
No.
It didn't seem like that. It sounded like Mrs. Benoit was at home, and she insists that this was their first warning, like that they had never gotten any mail or anything.
Yeah. Maybe they had moved or something. The library had an old address.
It could have been. She insists they never got any warnings except for this one. So, I mean, can you imagine this being your first warning?
Can you imagine being the cops and on library book duty? I mean, this isn't what these guys signed up for, I'll tell you.
I mean, is this going to encourage more reading? Is this like what they want?
I am never getting a book from that place again.
Yeah, I mean, this is a young, impressionable child, and this is her first impression about reading and the library. And I don't think this is a very positive one.
Absolutely not. But welcome to the 21st century. Has this happened did this happen 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Well, when I saw
this... I can't imagine it did.
When I saw it, even on Seinfeld, they had a little mention that was about 20 years ago that they look him up or something and find that he has overdue books from years and years past. I thought that was a joke. That's a comedy show. But now a cop is actually showing up at someone's door to tell them that they have books overdue. That's state property.
From Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure was on the run because he had cut the one of the characters in it was on the run because he'd cut the tags off of mattresses, and it makes one wonder. Now, actually, as I understand, the tags can't be cut off until the mattress is purchased, at which point it's okay. But, I mean, it's just
a good joke, though.
It's funny.
You know, I had news that was kind of related to this. I'll see if I can...
I've got news on the Iowa caucus here.
Oh, you don't have news about the Iowa caucus? You've got like 1% of precincts.
3% reporting.
Wow. It's not worth reporting.
It is reporting. It's interesting.
So
3% Santorum's leads Paul by 3%, and Romney's behind Paul by 5%. So there you go. That's the first thing.
And they said Romney was supposed to win it. Was that the prediction?
I think the that polls. They're expecting Romney in front and, Paul behind him and then Santorum or Gingrich behind them.
How is Santorum leading? Does anyone listen to him?
Well, at this point...
I don't follow the federal government. I'm not following this election very closely, but I've seen some of the things that come out of Santorum's mouth, and it is not pretty.
Santorum's leading in the service workers' centers and the empty nesters.
So how do they know? People. Do they have categories for each of these?
I think they're looking at demographics of counties. They do have categories, yes.
Who else is publicly
this
against
is from
the pursuit of happiness?
I'm sorry, what?
Who else is publicly against the pursuit of happiness, like Santorum is? What did
he
say
come out
again?
He said that, yeah.
He was crediting part of the downfall of America to the pursuit of happiness.
And actually, the numbers have just changed a little bit, a few more votes.
Oh, please stop it. Now, didn't he also come out, I guess, in front of like some crowd of people and say something bad about black people, Santorum?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
At all.
No.
I thought I saw something on the news about that.
I know he doesn't like gay people.
Yeah,
that wouldn't surprise
doesn't
me
like
at
that,
all.
No.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Here's a related story to this cop coming to people's homes over their kid having library books checked out. A new truancy court, according to Yahoo News, in Palm Beach, Florida, aims to cut down on the state's absentee rate for young children by punishing parents who don't take their kids to school.
Huh?
So look for more cops showing up at parents' houses very soon. Florida law says parents of children under 16 who let their kids miss 15 days of school within 3 months can be sent to jail.
That's a lot of days.
For up to 2 months as punishment. Now, this isn't unheard of. There are other places around the country where they are doing this, where if you, if your child is not at the government indoctrination day camp, they will come after you as a parent, that you will be charged with a criminal act, and then, you as a parent are put in a jail cell, which means you can't take care of your child, which means they'll probably take your child from you at the same time. So when you get out of the jail cell, good luck getting your kids back.
Right? This is going to make better parents.
Clearly, because parents who aren't there and in jail cells are the best parents. And what better way?
The state can raise them.
Yeah,
parents,
exactly.
The best parents are the ones that are paid by the government. It takes a village.
So we'll get a little more into this and what exactly they are proposing here, because it's not just going to be jail. They'll also fine you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because they're not actually your kids. They belong to the state. What, you didn't know that? It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. You take control. Bring up anything.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek,
Jay,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, you may go to promote.freetalklive.com, where you'll find everything from flyers, which you can download and print, to web banners and graphics you can use under your website / blog or whatever, as well as high-res graphics that you can download and utilize and make your own T-shirts or logos or whatever you think is cool, stickers, etc. In fact, you get a free bumper sticker with the address and information you'll find over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, survival, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com has everything you'll need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, name brand equipment, discount equipment, everything you need. It's at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned, members of good standing, the Better Business Bureau. Some prices, in fact, are so low that they can't even advertise them. The manufacturers, they're too low for the manufacturers to allow them to advertise them. You can get an additional 5% off some of the best prices already on the internet with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So as we continue here with other news in regards to young people and the police state, Derek J., you started out with a story about the 5-year-old that the police were sent to. A police officer was sent to threaten a 5-year-old over some outstanding library books.
Right, and he didn't even go all the way and raid the house and tear things up. I mean, he just came to the door and gave a threat and then left.
Well, if they don't return the books, maybe that's what's next. I mean, maybe, because, again, they don't always resort directly to violence. In fact, that's what this next report's going to be about here. They don't always. In fact, usually it's intimidation and threatening that comes first. Typically, it's a letter that comes first with a threat, but they say they never received the letter in this case. So in this case, they then sent the man with a gun to issue the threat. So that's what usually comes after the letters, and men with guns will start coming around. And then if you continue to ignore their threats, at some point there is a good chance and it would be absolutely outrageous, but, you know, they'd get away with it, and it'd be ruled as completely legal and by the book if they did go in and turn the, you know, toss the house for a library book. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you were saying it in jest when you were talking about it before, but it really wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I think it's to that point. You've got TSA agents searching people in the streets. You've got, you know, all kinds of security theater going on everywhere, people getting their houses raided for the most flimsiest of pretenses. Why not? Why not raid a home over overdue library books? It wouldn't shock me.
No, I certainly think it could happen. I was saying that in jest, but I don't think he would pull out the taser. It seems like the family was able to locate the books and gave them back.
Oh, did they? I didn't get that detail. I wasn't
sure. But they eventually found them. I guess they were buried under the Barbies or something.
So wait, did they hand them over on that occasion, or was it later on down the line?
No, I think it was later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because later on, if you haven't handed them in, it wouldn't surprise me if they brought the SWAT team in and held the family at gunpoint, shot the dog all over getting the books back. I mean, it's the government has become that absurd. I mean, it sounds absurd me saying that, but it wouldn't shock me if tomorrow that were the headline somewhere.
I would be shocked by them doing a raid, but, you know, it has the pot has to be slowly turned up. You know, the old frog analogy where the frog doesn't jump out if the temperature slowly raises and then at some point it's boiling.
Hey, we got
to
send these.
In order to do the raid for the library books, you have to have first done the knock on the door from the police officer for the library books.
Right. Mm-hmm. They got to teach these people a lesson. I mean, we've got to show them we're serious about library books.
What would have happened if they weren't there? I mean, you have to ask that question.
They'd leave probably a threatening note.
Maybe.
You're putting down library books as a pity little thing, Ian, but it's state property, and state property.
That's what I'm saying. They've got to take it seriously.
Yes, it's a sacred monument. You know, all of our little statues and buildings, it's all the same as these library books. It's all state property, and it should all be worshipped.
This is as insulting to the state as chalking their police station. I mean, they can't handle people not doing as they're told.
Yeah.
So now they're telling parents in Florida, according to Yahoo News and the Florida Sun Sentinel, that parents were facing now 2 months in jail if their children miss 15 days of school within 3 months. But don't worry, say the prosecutors. The 2 month jail sentence will be a last resort after government and nonprofit workers try to fix whatever problem is keeping parents from getting their kids to school.
What could be keeping them from getting their kids to school?
Right, who on earth would not want to send their children to these wonderful day camps of indoctrination?
Gosh, they're usually not even air-conditioned. The seats are uncomfortable. They don't get attention in the classrooms because they're all packed so
full. Mine was mostly air-conditioned. There were the notable times they weren't.
Well, in Florida,
really,
I mean, you're more likely to see air-conditioning, but up north, probably maybe
I don't know. I've never gone to a public school.
Oh, my gosh. No, yeah, okay. I can tell you, I went to public school throughout, like, my whole life up until college. And
in New Jersey?
Yes, this was in New Jersey. We had a million-dollar sign that would display with LEDs, hey, Eastern, this is upcoming football. Oh, air conditioning? No, we don't have time for that. We don't have the money for that. Oh, you need AstroTurf? Yeah, we got $1 million for that. We can AstroTurf our football field, but no, you need heat in the winter? Forget about it.
Let's go to your thoughts, your calls. Mike is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Oh, Mike, on in Maryland now on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, you're breaking up, so I'm on the road. So if I break up, I'm sorry. You were talking earlier about how you had problems getting legal representation for some of your civil disobedience cases, and I was wondering if you had ever contacted the Institute of Justice about that and what your experience had been with them.
That's a good question. You know, I haven't done that. I guess I always thought they were like a national group or something. I never really thought they did local cases, but I guess they do, don't they? He said we were breaking up, so it's not a surprise he can't hear us. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from the Institute for Justice, IJ.org.
You have contacted the NHCLU, though, right? The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union.
I feel like I have in the past over some issue. I don't know if it was with me or with another activist, but... normally, you know, I contact the activist types that I know that are lawyer people, and they'd rather go with paying clients. So,
yeah, what do people drive out for this stuff? Is that what the Institute of Justice people do? They'll, like, drive out to go defend someone?
That's just it. I know that IJ.org is their website. They're the folks that helped out with the Kelo case, which was the Supreme Court case several years ago that determine that the local governments can take private property for private use. So they can take your house from you and then give it over to a private developer to build an office park, for instance, if they want to. Hmm. This is what the Supreme Court determined. It was a pretty big case. In fact, Mark, for you, it was a really big case because it was a real shock to your system that they could do something like this. You know, the idea of eminent domain, which is a crappy idea in the beginning, you know, to begin with. The
now original being extended to private parties, right?
Exactly. So not just for public use, but now for public good, which means, well, if the property will earn more in tax revenue, then it's for the public good, because public is another is a euphemism for the government.
Well, you got a beach house property, maybe Exxon wants that. So yeah.
Exactly. So and of course, what ended up happening with Kelo was the Pfizer did build their building, and then they went and left. And now it's just a ghost town, basically. They destroyed people's neighborhoods, and there's nothing left now.
No, central planning works.
Exactly. 855-450-FREE.
I think the IJ, Institute for Justice, is a good organization for you to contact in certain circumstances. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll make a little notes there.
I will definitely make a note and reach out to them. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We'll find out.
Hey, 9% reporting, Ron Paul's in the lead.
Well, how about that, Mark? It ain't over till it's over, though.
That much is true.
Don't 9%, get your hopes up.
But I did say that 10%, you can start looking at what the results are going to be, right?
Alrighty. So back to the story from the Florida Sun Sentinel, Palm Beach, where now this is going to be statewide that this is happening. So not just Palm Beach. But a 2-month jail sentence. Parents are facing it if their kids miss a few days of school every 3 months. And
that's 15 days. I mean, it's a lot of days.
It's only 5 days per month.
It's a lot of days.
It's one day a week.
It's a lot to you. I don't know about you guys, but I missed a lot of school. I would play hooky.
I had perfect attendances more times than I didn't.
I didn't miss a lot of school, but I did not study.
And I ended up in prison.
Well, yeah. Gosh. So I wouldn't be surprised if you enjoyed it, if you went to school that often without coercion.
Sheesh.
Gosh, I hated that place.
Yeah, I mean, somebody was commenting in the local area about having to get up very early to go to school. I mean, they make these kids get up like at the crack of dawn.
It's unnatural. It's unnatural what they're doing to these young people.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
5:30, this young lady had to wake up to go to school, and I said, that's what time they woke me in jail to go work at the jail kitchen.
They'll have them, classes start at 7:30 and things like that.
It's a jail. It's a day jail. I mean, it's like the parallels are striking between government school and jail.
Ugly brick walls.
Yeah. The design is terrible. The buses
don't
are the
learn
same.
At that time of day.
No. You're right. 855-450-FREE. And if you don't send them there, they come and they threaten you now, if you're in Florida, with 2 months in jail. That's a way to help a family. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.